So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it happened. Mel Hoop here for Elon Daily this Friday, March 15, 2019. This might be a smidge, a poofteenth longer than usual because, as of course you know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, last night, Elon did the great unveiling of the Model Y. I gotta say, there's so much to talk about, so much to unpack, so much to discuss, and Tom and Robert from Talking Tesla were there at the show. We might be able to get some comments from them for this show, but we certainly will have them next week and maybe even over the weekend because there's really a lot that I want to talk about here. So first of all, let me just give you my first impression. Yeah, baby, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this is the car that I've wanted since I first sort of knew about Tesla in about 2012. This right here, the Model Y, is the car. I'm one of those people who really likes that SUV version of the car, not the sedan. I like the SUV sort of form, as it were. And the X, while a lovely car, is too much, too big. And the Falcon Wing doors, it's great, but it's for the wife. So what I was really looking for is something like what I used to have, which was a Honda CR-V. So a small SUV. I loved that car enormously. I ended up selling it to my niece, and she loved it as well. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that idea that you're sitting up a bit higher, you've got the room of an SUV, you've got sort of that hatchback, you've got some fold-down chairs in the back there. Chairs? What are they called? Seats. Thank you very much. Brain attack for a second there. And something smaller than the X, though. Like, I really love the S, but it's a little bit too big of a car for me. If you're just one person driving around most of the time, the width of that car makes it a bit harder to park. And so I have been waiting for the Y for years since it was first discussed. I've got to tell you, this is the car I want. So about the reveal event itself, it was the standard reveal event. I'm sure that there were shardies and sliders, and Elon did a pretty good job. He's not a very good public speaker, as we know. His job is genius. He's much better with question and answers. But he went through the history of the cars. He went through the fact that it's, you know, 11 years since the first Roadster, and everybody said it wouldn't work. And then they did the S and said that wasn't going to work. And then they did the X, which was a little bit hubris. And then they had the next Roadster, and now the Model Y. And the Model Y is obviously going to be a huge, absolutely huge success because of all the things we've talked about on this show and on Talking Tesla over the years. This is the car. This is the type of car that people want. So now let's get into some of the details of the car. And I would say that there is some stuff that is both expected and cool, but also already on the Twitterverse out there in the universe, there's a lot of people that are disappointed. And I'm going to tell you that I understand that emotion because I had those same emotions as well. And there's something both very good and very bad about that. For example, Apple used to have these events very much like Tesla, and every time it was something new and wonderful and incredible, and Steve Jobs was this genius and he was keep making more and amazing things. But then that sort of slowed down, particularly after Steve Jobs passed away, but that sort of started to go away. But at the same time that was going away, that Apple itself as a company was becoming more and more solid. Everybody had an iPhone, and the iterations on the iPhone weren't that exciting, but everybody had an iPhone, and the company itself was in a position where, like, this was a standard brand, and had moved from new and sexy to just sort of, like, household name. And I think with the Model Y, we're seeing the first of that, that every car and everything that Tesla has touched in the last 10 years has been new, amazing, and incredible. And the Model Y is the first sort of iterative model of car. This is basically the Model 3 in a mini SUV form. So it's not that exciting. It's not that new. It's not a roadster. It's not anything amazing. It's just super functional. It's just the kind of car that a lot of people are going to want. So that's why you're having those emotions, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Like, oh, this is not as exciting as the last few events. Because it's not as exciting as the last few events. However, this is what people want. And they're going to sell a ton of them. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a couple of things about this car and this reveal that I am a little bit sad about, upset about. And in particular, its range. But we'll get into it in a second. So, they reveal the car. They talk about the stuff. They talk about how it's going to be safe, how it's based on the Model 3. We know that they're using about 70-75% of the parts. It looks like a Model 3. As they drove that car up, as Elon's introducing it, the first thing is like, that looks like a Model 3. So it looks very much like a Model 3. It's just a little higher up. And the first thing that I was super excited about was the fact that there is no Falcon Wing doors. Although we probably knew, we were very confident that there were not going to be Falcon Wing doors because of things that Elon had tweeted about over the last year or so. I was holding my breath. Please, please, please don't let there be Falcon Wing doors. And sure enough, what we have on the back of the Model Y is a set of doors which looks very similar to that of the Model 3. So this is really good. It's not super sexy. It's not wonderful. It doesn't like make your jaw drop like when we had the Model X reveal. But this is a much more functional, much more standard. And again, a reason why they're going to sell so many of these. This is a good door. It looks lovely. It opens. It hinges. People can get in. They can close it. There's no banging on the head. Thank you very much, Elon. The interior of the Model Y looks very much like the interior of the Model 3. That same simplistic aesthetic design where you've just got the big screen in the middle and not too much else going on. And again, we knew that. Again, we knew they're not going to put a whole new bunch of stuff in there. This is a Model 3 in a different shape. And that's a good thing. One of the things that I was very unclear of was how many seats is this puppy going to have? And it turns out that there's going to be both a 5-seat and a 7-seat configuration. Now, we saw, I think, about 6 people get out of the car, not 7. And I think it's going to be pretty tight because the Model X is a much bigger car. And it's, I've got to tell you, tough to put 7 people in there. That last row of seats is a little tight. So I'll be very interested to see if this 7-seat configuration truly is functional or more just if you've got little kids that you can stick them in the back that have the stubby legs. But I wouldn't be thinking that the 7-seat configuration is really like you can take the, you know, the hockey team in the back of that car. But I like the idea that it's an SUV in terms of now we have the hatchback, now I can lie down the seats, now we can put a lot of stuff in there. I mean, I've got to tell you, this is the car that I want. In terms of specs, so it goes fast. We can look at all the 0 to 60s. It's like about 5.5 seconds, and then they'll have a faster version and a long-range version, a performance version, and all that stuff. So just a zippy car, fast, fun, and low center of gravity because of where the batteries are. The one thing that I found, and maybe again, of course, is my bias myself, but when they're doing the presentation, and then he comes to range, and he says, and a 300-mile range EPA estimated. And there was no big clapping. There was no whoop, whoop. There was just, okay. Because I think a lot of people like me had hoped, let's do something interesting here. Let's do something like 350, 400 miles of range. And I fully expect, I truly fully expect that before this comes to reality, that we might see a significant increase in range. The Model 3 started off at around 300, 310, and now it's 325. I'm hoping we're going to see that creep. Once again, it'd be great to have this at 325, 350, and of course, you know, I would love to have it at 400 for a significant increase in price. I'd do it. I'd have no problem with that. So I don't know if it was just me, but that was a little disappointing. And I don't know if there's going to be a significant improvement or change in battery chemistry from the Model 3 to the Model Y, because we're not going to see this for about a year. We're going to get to that in a second, but we're not going to see this for a while. And so that was basically it, right? It's a Model 3. It's a different shape. It's got no Falcon Wing doors. It's a little heavier. Gets about 300-mile range. And it's pretty zippy. So why don't you and I right now, just together, as one, go on to the configurator and let's configure ourselves up some different Model 3s. I got to tell you, of course, immediately, I put in $2,500 as a deposit so that I could get myself up the front of that line. I have said before, it makes no sense. It is silly to get the first of the cars off the new line. This is going to be from Gigafactory, a new line, completely new tooling, even though it's using lots of parts of the Model 3. It's kind of silly to get the first ones off the line because it takes a while to get the tooling right, to get the paneling right. You should never buy the first new laptop from Apple until they work out some kinks. You should not buy the first cars off the line from Tesla until they work out some kinks. But of course, I could not help myself, and I suspect that there will be hundreds of thousands, maybe over 500,000 people like me, that will not be able to help themselves, but they'll be putting down a $2,500 reservation because they want to get in as early as possible. They don't want to wait a year. And that will be nice because Tesla will be able to bank some serious dollars as they tool up to create this thing. But let's go to the configurator and let's start with the standard range. So the configurator right now has a long range version and a performance version, and it also has a long range dual motor version. But the longest range version is 300 miles. It has a top speed of 130 miles an hour and a 5.5 second 0 to 60 or 0 to 100 kilometers an hour. The long range dual motor version drops down that EPA rated range to down to about 280, so you lose 20 miles. It goes a bit faster, 135 miles an hour, but it goes a lot quicker, 4.8 seconds, 0 to 60. And then you can go to the performance edition, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Range stays the same. Top speed goes to 150, but now 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. What the what? That is particularly fast. Then you can configure your wheels, and then you can configure your what color you want the car and all that stuff. But the next big branch point is whether you want the 5-seat interior, which is included, or the 7-seat interior, which is an extra $3,000. Thank you very much. Now, go to autopilot. Autopilot is $3,000. Full self-driving capability is $5,000. And if you don't get it at the time, it's going to be $7,000. He did talk about that during the presentation. He talked about how by the end of this year, they're going to be having everything they need potentially for full autonomy. Feature complete is the word they use. Feature complete. But that doesn't mean that it will be able to. They've got to train that software and then they have to be allowed to do it. Again, this is very confusing because, again, still out there, a lot of people are saying Tesla's acting like it's 10 years ahead of everybody else. Are they really? We will see. I've got a lot of skepticism about this autopilot, this full self-driving, you know, feature complete by the end of the year. And then next year, you're going to be able to have this car drive you anywhere and you're going to be able to smoke cigarettes and drink, martinis. I'll believe it when I see it. Remember that over 3 years ago, Elon said that they're going to have an S drive from New York to LA without any intervention. And that hasn't occurred yet. Thank you very much. So the next thing I'd like to do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just for fun, and again, we're going to talk about this a lot in coming weeks, obviously, in coming years, let's be honest. I want to configure up the most expensive version of this for fun, so let me do that with you. So I'm going to get the performance one, dual motors, performance, okay. And then next, what can I get that's really expensive? I'm going to get the red color, because that's another $2,500. I'm going to get the performance wheels, that's actually included. I'm going to do the 7-seat configuration, that's $3,000, thank you very much. I'm going to do autopilot, and of course, I'm going to add in there full autonomy for another $5,000. So let's go to the next thing. And guess what we're up to, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Before savings, I have now got myself a mini SUV for $73,500. $73,500, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you can trick this puppy out, and it can be super duper expensive. Let me try and get the cheapest Model Y for you right now. And so that's the long range version. Single rear wheel motor. Thank you very much. We're going to go for the cheapest color, solid black included. We're going to go for the 18-inch aero wheels included. We're going to do the 5-seater. Thank you very much. We are not going to do autopilot. No, we're not going to do that. And we are not going to do full self-driving. No, thank you very much. And now the price before savings is $47,000. $47,000. So the Model 3 is at $35,000. So maybe I did this wrong because I keep reading that there is a $37,000 version of this car, but I can't configure mine to get it to $39,000. What am I doing wrong, Twitterverse? Actually, I realized that if you go on the configurator, there is no $39,000 version. That's the standard low mile version that's not on the configurator yet. So that doesn't even exist, and it's going to be sort of the last one off the lot, as it were. You know, Tesla always does the most expensive ones first, and then the low range cheaper one will come later. So that doesn't even exist on the configurator as yet. The other thing I realized is that I presume that this is a hatchback, but in none of the videos I've seen so far, in none of the reveal videos, in none of the what Elon talked about, they actually show that. They don't show it, but I mean, I can't imagine that it is not a hatchback. Look, I'm actually laying this down just, you know, a couple of hours after the event. I need more time to metabolize this. I think we all do. But here is Robert of Talking Tesla, who was there with Thomas of Talking Tesla. And there was a virtual reality sort of ride that they put you through. And so let's clip in the audio from Robert. And then we'll get more from those guys who are actually at the event in Los Angeles. And we will talk to them in coming days and weeks. And as I say, we're going to metabolize this over time. We're still in that reality distortion field. We're still in that happy place that occurs soon after Elon announces anything. We'll get a bit more critical as we go further. We'll realize there are questions that we haven't asked. For example, how big is the frunk? I mean, I love the frunk. Is it going to be any different on the Model Y? Is it really a hatchback? Is that 7-seat configuration really just for fun, or just if you've got some tiny kids or a cat in the back? Is it really functional? I will say that the internal the cubic feet, 66 cubic feet, is really good. Way bigger in terms of carrying capacity than the Model 3. Not as good as the Model X, which I think goes up to almost 90 cubic feet. But that's got a lot of room for a smaller SUV. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Robert's here in the house from Talking Tesla. And he's going VR. And I'll talk to you soon. This is Elon Daily, and it's on pretty much the daily.
All right, so I just did the Model 3 virtual reality, where you sit in one of these automotive seats with a couple pedals in front of you. Actually, the left footrest, brake pedal, and Mach accelerator. And you sit in the seat, and they put on a VR headset, and you're sitting in the front seat of the Model Y, which, honestly, for the first 10 seconds or so, I couldn't tell if it was any different from the Model 3. And I looked around and I realized that I could actually turn my body in the seat and look at the seat I'm sitting in. It was all white with the same style seats as a Model 3. It had the all glass roof. There was the center console that looks just like the Model 3. Hopefully it doesn't scratch as easily, or Mark at RPM Tesla is going to sell a shit ton of covers for the Model Y center console. It had two cup holders. The center console looked like it had two USBs in the back. I couldn't open anything up. The steering wheel looked very similar to the Model 3 steering wheel. I did feel like I was sitting a little bit higher from the ground than I would in either Mel or Tom's Model 3. And then I started looking, really craning my neck to look into the back seat, and the VR transferred me into the back seat. And again, it had about the same configuration as the back seat on a Model 3. It felt a little tight for me. Of course, I wasn't in the actual car. The doors seemed very similar. It had a place to hang the coats, a hook that comes sort of like levers out from the bolster that's up above to the, either the left of your head or the right, depending on which side you're sitting in. And there were no third row of seats. However, when they drove out the Model Y with seven people in it, there were like three kids and four adults. And evidently, there is a rear seat model variation. I'm sorry there's a lot of music. I'm trying to find the quietest place, and I'm talking underneath my jacket right now. But hopefully you get this. The back seat looked very clean. The entire interior made me feel very much like the Model 3, although it did sit higher. And behind the rear seats of the Model Y was a great deal of storage space, a lot more than the 3. It felt like it was a hatchback. I haven't seen the rear hatch open, but I expect that's what it is. And I'm looking forward to getting a ride in it. All right, so I just did the Model 3 virtual reality, where you sit in one of these automotive seats with a couple pedals in front of you. Actually, the left footrest, brake pedal, and Mach accelerator. And you sit in the seat, and they put on a VR headset, and you're sitting in the front seat of the Model Y, which, honestly, for the first 10 seconds or so, I couldn't tell if it was any different from the Model 3. And I looked around and I realized that I could actually turn my body in the seat and look at the seat I'm sitting in. It was all white with the same style seats as a Model 3. It had the all glass roof. There was the center console that looks just like the Model 3. Hopefully it doesn't scratch as easily, or Mark at RPM Tesla is going to sell a shit ton of covers for the Model Y center console. It had two cup holders. The center console looked like it had two USBs in the back. I couldn't open anything up. The steering wheel looked very similar to the Model 3 steering wheel. I did feel like I was sitting a little bit higher from the ground than I would in either Mel or Tom's Model 3. And then I started looking, really craning my neck to look into the back seat, and the VR transferred me into the back seat. And again, it had about the same configuration as the back seat on a Model 3. It felt a little tight for me. Of course, I wasn't in the actual car. The doors seemed very similar. It had a place to hang the coats, a hook that comes sort of like levers out from the bolster that's up above to the, either the left of your head or the right, depending on which side you're sitting in. And there were no third row of seats. However, when they drove out the Model Y with seven people in it, there were like three kids and four adults. And evidently, there is a rear seat model variation. I'm sorry there's a lot of music. I'm trying to find the quietest place, and I'm talking underneath my jacket right now. But hopefully you get this. The back seat looked very clean. The entire interior made me feel very much like the Model 3, although it did sit higher. And behind the rear seats of the Model Y was a great deal of storage space, a lot more than the 3. It felt like it was a hatchback. I haven't seen the rear hatch open, but I expect that's what it is. And I'm looking forward to getting a ride in it.